Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 37. Doing too much causes stress and costs your long-lasting results. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, welcome back. This is Optima Health Daily, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with author permission, of course. Now, I promised I would share with you an inspirational quote each day. I just started this yesterday during my podcast. And so today's quote is, "Strive for progress, not perfection." And I feel like that's a mantra that I repeat throughout this podcast. So for those of you that have been listening, that's probably not a surprise to you. But if you're new here, you're going to hear me say that a lot. It's all about just starting. Just try it. You don't have to be perfect, but just keep at it. And that's when you're going to see those results. Now, today's post, like I mentioned, comes from Nia Shanks, a popular fitness blogger. But before we get into it, if you're new here, then you probably didn't know that I answer your questions right here on the show every Friday. So if you have a diet or nutrition, fitness, or stress management question, definitely swing by our website, oldpodcast.com, and send in an audio question. There's a good chance I'll answer it right here on the show, plus you'll be entered into a small, special raffle just for sending one in. All right, let's get the show going, and let's start optimizing your life. Doing too much causes stress and costs your long-lasting results. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Quote, what else can I do to speed up my results? Quote, what should I add to my routine? Quote, what additional changes do I need to make to my nutrition? End quote. The answer is always the same. Do more. Rarely does this produce long-lasting, extraordinary results. That's why doing the opposite could be the answer. Instead of asking what you should add to your routine, the real question is, what can you remove from your routine that will lead to better, long-lasting results? Why should you do less when common knowledge says you should do more when you've hit a plateau? Excellent question, smarty pants. Doing too much at once can be a recipe for failure. I bet you can recall when you tried a new diet or a rigid workout routine. You had set rules to follow, when to eat, how much to eat, and what to eat. You probably had a set-in-stone workout routine to follow most days of the week, too. Basically, you changed everything overnight. How you ate, when you worked out, etc. How long did you stick to that diet or workout program? Did you complete it? If you did complete it, what happened afterward? Did you revert back to old habits and gain everything back, and maybe some extra to boot? The answer? Do less. Insanity has been described as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So why do people, maybe you, hop from fad diet to fad diet, grueling workout program to grueling workout program, only to end up at the same place every time? Exhausted, frustrated, discouraged, hopeless. This is why the answer is to do less, not more. Doing more may work temporarily, but it's oftentimes not practical, or you can't maintain that routine for more than a few weeks or months. Then it's back to old habits, and thus goes the cycle of chaos. The best way to defeat the cycle of chaos is to avoid it. How you eat and work out should not rule your life. It should be part of your life, but it shouldn't take up more mental energy or time than necessary. Health and fitness should empower you. It should make your life more awesome. This is not what you see plastered on magazines or the newest diet book, but it's time to get out of the cycle of chaos and strip away the non-essentials. Why? Because you'll achieve results and maintain them long-term. Strip away the non-essentials. Get rid of the excess with your workouts. For a few months, experiment with removing exercises you don't really need. Instead of doing 10 or more exercises every workout, choose 3 to 4 great ones and perform them with purpose. Use a challenging load, correct form, and improve your performance each time you repeat a workout. Need some ideas? Check out Triple Exercise Total Body Workouts at neashanks.com for sample workouts. Are you doing complexes, intervals, and other workouts in addition to strength training? Cut it out for a few weeks and see what happens. Better yet, instead of doing high-intensity work, replace it with something less taxing, like walks, yoga, hiking, or something else just as good for your mind as it is for your body. It may be intimidating to do less, but try it for at least 6 to 8 weeks and see what happens. You'll likely be pleasantly surprised. Your nutrition. Without question, nutrition causes the most stress and confusion. It doesn't help that we're bombarded with messages like abs are made in the kitchen, and nothing tastes better than skinny feels, and food is just fuel. These statements are not helpful, and for many are a catalyst to disordered and binge eating habits. Many diets make people afraid of food, afraid to eat certain food groups, combinations of foods, or at certain times of the day. People are left feeling guilty and ashamed if they enjoy a few cookies or a sweet potato, and they go into damage control. Forget about all the get slim quick rules and tricks and embrace the basics. Yes, you can get results and be significantly less stressed in the process. Refer to the Nutritional Survival Guide at neashanks.com for more information. But you can start by 1, eating mostly minimally processed foods that you actually enjoy. 2, include a good source of protein with your meals. And 3, make it a priority to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Yes, it can be that simple. Bottom line, don't search for more to do or more elements to add to your health and fitness regimen. Do the opposite. Do less. Choose to focus exclusively on the few big things that matter most and ignore the rest. You just listened to the post titled, "Doing Too Much Causes Stress and Costs Your Long-Lasting Results" by Nia Shanks of neashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
A lot of folks will tell me, "You don't understand. It's easier for you. You're a dietitian. You're in the health field. This stuff comes naturally to you." And I always have to tell them, no, that's not true. For those of you that don't know, the reason I got into the health field was because I got sick when I was in college with a chronic disease. I wasn't following a healthy lifestyle. I did not eat well. I did not eat nutritious foods. I did not exercise. Now I do. But it takes work. It's not easy for me to do that. And so yes, just because I talk about this stuff, it doesn't mean it's any easier for me to consume more fruits and vegetables, to not want to have that pizza, french fries, cookies, donuts, you name it. I want those foods and I do indulge. But Nia said it right. Enjoy those foods, just don't eat them as often or have a little bit less. You don't need to go for damage control and say, uh-oh, I had my donut today. That means tomorrow I got to do 2 hours in the gym instead of one. Enjoy your foods, enjoy your life, enjoy your lifestyle. That's what this is all about. Life is too short to focus and stress on all of these things that you have to do just to look a certain way or feel a certain way. Find things you enjoy. Find foods you like. And I promise, fruits and vegetables, if they're cooked the right way, you will like them. Take it from me. Once again, if you have any questions related to health and fitness or your diet and nutrition, come by oldpodcast.com to submit an audio question. Not only is there a good chance for your question to be answered right here on the show, but you'll also be entered into special raffles to win books and lots of other free stuff. Now, tomorrow, I'll be reading a post from our good friend of the show, Leo Babauta, so I can't wait to see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.